The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
All right, so we got Chris Villa here, world famous DJ inside Dana Cortez Show studio. But let's do a three claps and a Ric Flair. Come on.
All right, let's do it, Chris. Help me kick it off. You know,
I don't mean to ruin it, but it's Chris Villa.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I didn't know if it was Taco Villa, Chris Villa.
I was so confused on how Dana went.
I was going to correct her, and then I was like, you know what?
No, let him correct.
Of all the people, I was confused that Dana went full Latinx with his name. I was like, what the fuck?
She's like, Chris Villa?
Chris Villa, ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Villa is in the Dana Cortez studio. Welcome.
All right, yo. Welcome. Chris Villa. Yeah. We kick off every interview with two claps and a Ric Flair. Are you familiar with Ric Flair?
Yeah. Woo. Woo.
There it is. All right. So what we're going to do is on three. Three, two, one. Woo! All right, here we go. Cool. 3, 2, 1.
Woo! All right, welcome Chris Villa to the Dana Cortez Show. What's good? How you feeling?
Good. It's cool to be in this building.
It's cool to have you in the building, but more so, it's cool that we're here talking about your movie because all my husband could do this morning while I'm getting ready for work, trying to do makeup, hair, everything, is he's in the shower telling me about the movie. I'm like, oh my God.
I watched the movie last night and I loved it. I love the fact that it was, I mean, obviously it's a DJ movie.
Yeah.
It's about you.
You're a DJ.
But it's more about you being a family man, about your life, about just how you've grown as a person.
Yeah.
And I like the storytelling aspect of the movie. I felt like if somebody isn't even a fan of DJing, they could still like the movie.
Oh, what made you decide to put it out about your DJing career?
How did it all come about?
Yeah.
So this guy had approached me with the idea, and then his name's Jeremy Andorfer. He's the guy who put it together. Jeremy A. Lopez.
Okay. Lopez or Lopez?
Lopez. we didn't really talk about it for a while. And then he saw that I was competing in the Red Bull 3 style. So for those that aren't familiar with the Red Bull 3 style, it's the biggest DJ competition in the world.
In the world, literally, yeah.
Well, it's like there's DMC and then there's this, but this is like...
It's taken over as the biggest one.
It's one of the biggest.
Oh, so it's like the Super Bowl for DJs? Is that what we're talking about?
It's Olympics for DJs.
The Olympics for DJs.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a worldwide competition and each country, they pick 6 competitors to represent the country. And then, you know, so I was one of the 6 that got picked. So when he saw that, he was like, okay, this is a good moment to actually try to make this movie happen. And, you know, they had investors and everything, and they came to me. I was like, oh, crap, like, this is real, you know?
This is a real thing, yeah.
So I sat and I thought about it, because anybody who knows me, like, I'm a pretty chill dude. Like, it's not, like, in my character to, like, want to do something like this, you know? But
then your wife made you, because after watching the movie, I know that your wife made you do it.
Let me say, you're real quiet and said, but when you're DJing, it's like your second persona comes out or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I DJing has been the majority of my life. I've been DJing, you know?
Isn't that how you met your wife?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Pretty much. Yeah, she saw me DJing at lunch.
She might be the star of the movie.
Yeah. Oh!
No, I know. Everybody's talking about her.
She seems like she's awesome. I haven't met her yet.
She's dope.
But she's definitely your biggest fan.
Yes.
And she wants you to do well. And she reminds me a lot of my wife. I mean, they even got the same color hair.
Yeah. I think they got the same, Alicia. You go to Alicia?
Oh, you go. Oh, you got, she goes
go
the same hairdresser. Oh, I didn't know that.
We go to the same stylist.
Well, now I know why you guys got the same color hair.
Well, I think the best part about what Automatic was telling me was how open you were about how hard it is being a DJ dad. Tell us a little bit about that, because you take care of your kiddos. You do all of that, and you DJ as well.
Well, you're getting ready for
how
the
do you fit
DJ
that
Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's not in me to like not be a good dad, like, you know. And I say that proudly. It's just like I show up for them first and foremost, you know. So yeah, I mean, it's really not that hard for me, you know.
Do you know what's crazy that you even have to say that? You know why you have to say that and it makes you uncomfortable? Because you know there are dads out there that don't do that.
Yeah.
It's like you're just doing what you're supposed to do, Mr.
Yes,
Villa.
A little bit of that. Yes, a little bit of that. But also, a lot of when you say show up and do what I do for my daughters and do what I do for my family, you show up and make people throw ass. Like, I mean, so
you really do.
I inspire people to have babies.
There it is, dude.
Yeah,
there it is, dude.
Yeah,
come to the club with no shoes on.
I mean,
all of that.
Yeah, you know. But when I show up to like kill it. You know, DJing is my passion. Like, yeah, I have a good time. You know, like I'll have some drinks or whatever. But when like I look forward to like playing in front of people and like killing it for the crowd, like every single time.
I guess, right now, what is your go-to song when you're in a club and you're like, all right, I'm about to f*** them up right now, and you're about to do one of your wild transitions that go viral all the time? Like, what's one of your favorite songs that you're working with?
YMCA.
Oh, that.
I haven't seen that one.
I love that he didn't date the video. As soon as that had to be said, I said, really? And nah, you came correct with the right answer.
It's just like, don't take it seriously. Like, as long as you're killing it, you're having fun, you know, just that's what it's all about. I don't take it too seriously. Put that flavor in there.
What do you want people to take away from the movie, Chris, when they're watching it? Like, what is the one thing you want them to feel when it's all over?
Yeah, I mean, even if you're not a DJ, I just want people to feel, because we live in a world where now more than ever, like, it's socially acceptable to be who you are and to, like, create your own path, you know, in the work world, you know?
Like you said, you're a DJ dad. You take care of the kids. You do your thing. And that's what it is.
Yeah. So whatever dream you have, like, don't think it's dumb or stupid.
Or unattainable.
Like, yeah, yeah. Go after it and make it happen, because, you know, you can make money selling pictures of your feet these days. So you could do anything.
Just, there you go. Okay, that's where that was going.
That's his backup plan.
I'm already doing it.
Chris Villa, make some noise. Thank you, son. Yeah. Thank you so much. Congratulations, really, on everything. You're making Phoenix, Arizona very proud.
Thank you.
I love you, man.
Thanks. Woo.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Probably wiping the crusty out your eyes, and you might still have some mimosa in your system. And that's probably because you were at Chris Villa's party sometime throughout this weekend. Whew. Well, he's here with us right now, so if you didn't get in, we're going to ask him why. I'd like to welcome to Two Dudes
One Studio
recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A, and my scum padre, one of my best homies, DJ Automatic. And DJ Automatic, let the people know who we are.
We have the very talented DJ Chris Villa, one of Phoenix's very own, and the reason why we have him here today is because he is part of a documentary that is actually based on his life. It's obviously about DJing.
Yeah.
It is called One for All, the DJ Chris Villa Story. I want you to tell the people in Phoenix, how did it come about that you even got the opportunity to do this documentary?
So Jeremy A. Lopez, he's the guy who put it all together. He approached me and was like, hey, you know, I want to do this documentary about you, because he's from the Valley too. So when I got accepted as a finalist to compete in the Red Bull 3 Style, which is one of the biggest DJ battles in the world.
We were talking about that a little bit off air, right? So basically, for those who aren't into the DJ culture, this is the big dance for DJs. This is
DJ Olympics.
The Super Bowl, this is the NCAA tournament, this is the NBA Finals, this is the DJ Olympics, the Red Bull battle, right?
Yeah. So I got picked as one of six DJs from the whole country to compete. Came to me and I was like,
when you say you're one of six DJs, and is that like across all of America?
Yes.
To represent the red, white, and blue with these beats?
Yeah.
Dog,
yeah.
That is fire, bro. You're like a musical Avenger.
That's one way to put it. My son would love that.
I think that's the way you need to do it now. So who influenced you locally? Because I mean, obviously you're one of the best scratchers here in the world, and Phoenix has some of the best DJs in the world.
Yeah.
Who is it that made you really say, hey, I can do that. I want to do that. What, like, who was the person? Was it somebody on the radio or was somebody you met? What happened?
Yeah, I mean, this is going to date me, obviously. But, you know, pre-YouTube, pre-all that, you know, my family was always on a budget. So we didn't have the internet, even when the internet came out.
Y'all broke, bro. So,
you know, it was like the radio to me was everything. Like, I would record tapes. I would sit by my radio, like, every mix show. And this station right here, Power, like, always has a special place in my heart, because this is where I started.
When was your first on air? Was 13 years old, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is in the documentary, which you can watch on Amazon.
Yes, back when this was on another dial, the morning host at the time, you know, invited. He saw me practicing in a store and gave me his card and said, "Hey, have your parents, you know, call me. I want to have you as a guest DJ on my morning show."
What store was that, dog? You got the
Guitar Center.
Oh, okay, all right. I thought this was going to be like some Southside Booga thing or something, dog. It made the story that much more juicy. But yeah. Guitar Center, you're ripping it down.
Yeah, yeah.
In a documentary that's on Prime, right? Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
Amazon Prime. It's on Google Play now and YouTube Movies, too.
Go get that. Is there any clips of friends standing outside saying, "Hey, I'm here. Can you let me in?"
I'm sure
this is Anthony's biggest thing, because he always says, "You know, Chris, why can't I ever get into Cobra?"
Here's the thing.
here's the thing. You know how many hot chicks I gotta be like, oh, where's that Cobra? Where are you at? And I'm like, I'm outside. I know the DJ kinda, and I never get in, bro.
Bro, we follow each other.
Just, I know, bro. Just send me a message. I stopped following you when you walked past the security guards, bro. They don't let me walk by there, dog. Nah, I'm not trying to address. Okay, so you're just gonna be cool about it?
Nah, I got you.
I bet.
You.
All right, everybody heard it here. You got me.
Yeah.
Now, if you want it, now, what about plus three, plus two, plus one?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where it gets a little sticky.
Thank you, dog. Chris Villa, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, dog. That was sick, bro. Listen, hey, Chris, dog, if your wife, you know, if there's a problem and you got more beef, we got backup, homie.
Yeah, you know, she beats down people for hire. So.
Good. All right, good, because I wasn't about to fight nobody for you, bro. You ain't even getting me in the club yet. Yo, we love you, Chris Villa. Keep up with him. Watch the movie. Do it up. Run it up. One more time. Where's it at? Google Play, Amazon Prime, YouTube.
YouTube movies, yeah.
All right, there you go.
One for all, the DJ Chris Villa story.
That part. Valley, let's have a great day. It is Monday, and today, Two Dudes, One Studio was brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. We appreciate you.